Praise be Jesus and Mary. So in the first reading, we continue to read from the first letter of St. John, the Apostle of Love, and we can understand why he's called the Apostle of Love, because it seems like that's the only thing he talks about, especially in this letter. And he says in very clear words how essential the commandments are for anybody who loves God. He says, "For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments," right? For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments. And so those who don't obey the commandments are showing concretely that they do not love God. Okay? Those who don't observe the third commandment and go to Mass on Sunday, they don't love God. And this isn't something that is found just in St. John, but it's also found in the Book of Wisdom. Chapter 6, 9 says, "Love is the keeping of his laws." And then, from the lips of our Lord himself, in John 14, 15, and then in John 15, 14, our Lord says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. You are my friends if you do the things that I command you." And now, a lot of people today have a big problem with this because they look at the Christian faith and they think, too many rules, not for me, too many rules. So St. John has a response to this objection. What's the next thing he says? He says, "And his commandments are not heavy." His commandments are not heavy. And they're not heavy, relatively speaking, okay, when compared to things of the Old Testament and to what awaits us in the future. Okay. They're not heavy when we consider that which should come from ourselves, and also that which comes from God. So relatively speaking, the commandments are not heavy with respect to what was required of the old law. Okay? In the old law, there were the judicial precepts, the ceremonial precepts. There were 218 positive precepts and 365 negative precepts of the old law. And our Lord has freed us from this, okay, from this great burden. Now, he did not take away the moral law, okay, the Ten Commandments, because that is the natural law. The only way he could change that is if he were to change our nature and make us, you know, something other than man. There are also some other things like the five precepts of the church, right? So here we're talking about 15 things. In fact, when somebody went and asked Padre Pio, "What do I need to do to save my soul?" Padre Pio said, "Observe the commandments and the precepts of the church." That's 15 things, okay? Observe the commandments and the precepts of the church. Not 500 and some odd things of the old law. So relatively speaking, the burden is light when compared to the things of the old. Now, it's also light when compared to the things that are to come, the future glory that has been promised us, the sufferings of this present time, okay, if one finds the commandments to be difficult, are not comparable to the future glory which shall be revealed in us, says St. Paul. So, in difficulties, when we have that thought about too many rules, right? Think about the future glory that God has promised to those who are faithful in loving him and observing his commandments. Now, it's also light and not burdensome with respect to what should come from us, namely love. If our observance of the commandments is dominated by fear of punishment, okay, then, yeah, they will probably be quite burdensome. Okay, Nevertheless, it's still a good thing. Okay? If you're observing commandments because you fear hell, thanks be to God, at least for that. Okay? But you should strive to grow in love for God, because the more we are motivated to observe the commandments out of love for God, for the fear of offending a loving Father, then they will become light and easy. Because to charity and him who loves God, nothing is heavy. For how can it be heavy when it is the command of love? For either a man loves not, and thus it is heavy, or else he does love, and it cannot be heavy, says Saint Augustine. Now the commandments are also not burdensome with respect to that which comes from God, namely the help of his grace. Right? Our Lord gives us grace, always the way of escape. He doesn't allow anyone to be tried beyond their capacity. So the commandments are not impossible. We always have sufficient grace, a way of escape, says our Lord. So our Lord gives us grace. And again, St. Augustine says, let the soul, therefore, which feels the commandments heavy, pray and sigh with the will that it may obtain the gift of the sense of lightness. And St. Bonaventure, the commandments are heavy to fallen and corrupt nature, but light to that which is whole and sound and made so by grace. Grace heals our nature even as sin wounds it and maims it. And so someone who lives habitually in sin will, of course, find the commandments a great burden. They will feel oppressive. But the more one lives a life of virtue, the more it becomes easy. Easy to observe the commandments and to be a light burden. So let us ask our Lady to help us to love God with all of our strength, just as she always loved God, and to be faithful in observing his commandments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.